I realize that what we're normally taught to do when it comes to building wealth is not usually in our best interest a lot of times. And there are so many better strategies and assets and tools that we can use to accelerate the wealth building process in our lives and build wealth so much more efficiently.
A lot of times the success is not gonna feel fulfilled as much because it's not gonna be your way or something that you're owning. And there may have been a better way had you been willing to dig a little deeper, ask more questions, find some professionals that were more aligned with the way that you were thinking, right? Like, because there is no one right way to do the right money thing. Hey guys, and welcome back to another episode of Financial Mastery Simplified. I am your host, Jacqueline, or Jax Kreider. And today we have Matt on with us. He is in the wealth space. He and I were having some fire conversation right before we actually hit the record button. And so we're going to hopefully recreate a little bit of that and kind of dive a little deeper. So welcome, Matt. Tell us a little bit about who you are, what you do, and why you're excited to be on the show today.
Sure. Well, I appreciate you having me, Jacqueline. Looking forward to continuing the fire conversation that we were having before we hit record. Yeah, so my name is Matt Teuschel. I have, at the core of what I do, I guess I would call myself a YouTube content creator. And I have two YouTube channels in two different industries. My primary business is an online marketing agency where I help businesses generate leads, primarily using things like Facebook ads, different types of paid advertising, et cetera. That's kind of what got me to the position that I am in today, and is also what eventually led me to start my second YouTube channel, which is called Millennial Wealth Creator. And this is where I'm essentially just sharing my wealth building journey, because it's one thing to make money. It's a whole different game with what to do with it. Like, what do you actually do with the money once you start to make it, right? And so it's just, with my YouTube channels, it's just me sharing my journey and the different things that I'm learning currently and implementing that's working for me. Things like infinite banking, private money lending, stock investing, Bitcoin, stuff like that, right? And I started it because I tend to go against the grain. I'm kind of a financial contrarian, I guess, because of all the mistakes that I've made leading up to where I'm at now. I tell you, it's been an interesting journey, to say the least. But you know, when I started to look at different ways to like start putting my money to work, I realized that what we're normally taught to do when it comes to building wealth is not usually in our best interest a lot of times. And there are so many better strategies and assets and tools that we can use to accelerate the wealth building process in our lives and build wealth so much more efficiently. And I just decided, look, you know, I'm probably not the only one that's struggling with this, with like learning how to put money to work. So I'm just going to share my journey and with these different things that are working really, really well for me right now to hopefully just bring awareness, at least put it on people's radar, so that they can do their own research. Because, you know, what I do doesn't necessarily mean it's a good fit for you or anybody else. How do you know if you don't even know it exists or how it works? Or worse, if you've been told by somebody else, by some financial guru, that, oh, that's bad, that's a scam, whatever, you should avoid that at all costs. Well, how do you know unless you've actually done your own research? And that's why I'm so passionate about it and just sharing my journey, sharing these different wealth principles that I've learned, because it's made such a huge impact in my life. And we're just not usually, we're not usually taught these types of things. It's usually like a one size fits all solution for everybody. And unfortunately, that just doesn't work, in my opinion.
No, I totally agree. I mean, I think that that's actually what really upsets me in the financial space and where I've always been an outlier. So unlike you, I was a lot more classically trained, like in the sense of number one, and people who watch the show all the time, they probably heard that I had to read Sound Mind Investing. My mom gave it to me in seventh grade. And so like I had a lot of understanding of the traditional principles of money. And then I've always been particularly good at math. I got out ironically with an English creative writing major, but I started mechanical engineering and financial accounting. And I just have always been good at math, and I did mortgage the whole entire time I was in college. And so I had a lot more traditional viewpoint. However, the thing that I liked about mortgage and why I stayed in it is there is a lot of flexibility with numbers. And I Right. think what happens is so often people look at it as a very one size fits all approach. And the beautiful part about money particularly is that, yes, the math is still the math. Like, you're not changing the concept of compound interest or, you know, how savings work or whatever, like whatever you're looking at in a very traditional sense, right? Like the general concept of mortgage. However, the way that you can twist those numbers around and kind of stretch and make it fit and align with where you're at in your life is a really beautiful thing.
Right.
And the fact that other people, you and I were discussing sort of the way that Dave Ramsey approached things. And although I do think that a lot of the things he teaches are sound in the sense of like, yes, you can absolutely prescribe to them and probably find some success. A lot of times the success is not going to feel fulfilled as much because it's not going to be your way or something that you're owning. And there may have been a better way had you been willing to dig a little deeper, ask more questions, find some professionals that were more aligned with the way that you were thinking, right? Like, because there is no one right way to do the money thing.
Stay tuned. We'll be back right after this message from our sponsors.
Imagine having the power to control your financial destiny, no matter where you start. Welcome to the Financial Mastery Simplified course and resource platform, where financial education is tailored to your unique journey. We cover everything you need, from basic budgeting and saving strategies to advanced investing and retirement planning. Learn at your own pace with lessons that match your level of experience. Whether you're a beginner or looking to enhance your financial knowledge, join our community of learners and benefit from shared insights and expert guidance. The Financial Mastery Simplified Course and Resource Platform equips you with the skills and confidence to take charge of your financial future. Ready to master your finances? Enroll in our courses today at the Financial Mastery Simplified Course and Resource Platform. Start your path to financial independence now.
Visit us at fms.tips and fms.college for more information.
Hello, and welcome to PBJ Mortgage, where your homeownership dreams become reality. Today, we want to share why choosing PBJ Mortgage is the right choice for your home financing needs. At PBJ Mortgage, we're built on a foundation of values that drive us every day. Our commitment to educate, empathize, and empower our clients sets us apart in the mortgage industry. Our clients are at the heart of everything we do, and their success stories speak volumes. With years of experience, our team possesses in-depth knowledge of the mortgage programs, ensuring you receive expert guidance and the best possible rates. We offer a diverse range of loan options to suit your unique needs, including conventional, FHA, VA, and more. No matter your situation, we've got a solution. At PBJ Mortgage, we pride ourselves on providing personalized service. Our dedicated loan officers are here to guide you every step of the way, making the process as smooth as making a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. We understand that time is of the essence, which is why we've streamlined our processes for efficiency and convenience. Transparency and clear communication are paramount. You'll always know where you stand throughout your mortgage journey. Reach out to us today to set up a call to discover your options. If you're ready to make your home ownership dreams a reality, contact PBJ Mortgage today. Let us empower you during this exciting journey. Phone number 4-693-733-107, www.pbjteam.com. Visit our website or give us a call to get started. We look forward to helping you secure your future home. PBJ Mortgage, where home begins.
Thanks for your patience.
Right. Everybody's situation is different, and some particular types of strategies and assets are going to be better for some people, not so great for others. That's one of the most frustrating things about Dave Ramsey. So Dave Ramsey is really good for getting your life back on track. Like if your finances are a complete disaster, he's your go-to guy. But when it comes to building long-term wealth, he's not even close. I think of it like this. Like some of the advice he gives where he's talking about 12% mutual funds and 8% withdrawal rates and stuff like that. It's just absolutely crazy. And one of the things he just can't stand is debt. But here's like he tells you to avoid debt at all costs, right? Avoid credit cards. Well, I think credit cards can actually be a great tool if you use it right. I pay mine off every single month. I get 2% cash back. To me, that's a really great tool. But if you misuse it, yeah, it can be bad. Debt can be absolutely terrible. It can accelerate the wealth building process in your life if you use it correctly. So a blanket statement of this is bad, this is bad, this is bad. Well, yeah, it's bad for the wrong person. It's bad for maybe the wrong strategy. It's certainly bad for somebody that doesn't understand how the tool works and how it fits into their financial plan. Absolutely. Correct. But doing a blanket statement like that, I think, does a disservice to his audience. And we were talking a little bit about this before we hit record, where I don't think he has a lot of faith in people to actually commit to financial education and learn these things. Like, anybody can learn how to build wealth and how these different tools and strategies work, right? But he just doesn't seem to have a lot of faith in people to do that. And that's why he makes those statements. But I think of Dave Ramsey as like an elementary school teacher. All right. If you think about wealth on a couple different planes here, when you go to elementary school, they're going to teach you how to read, write, you know, things like that, basic math. Okay. But when you get to college and let's say you want to be a mechanical engineer. Okay. And you're ready to graduate to that next level in your life. Are you going to listen to your elementary school teacher about how to do mechanical engineering? No.
No, probably.
No, it's time to graduate. Like, and one is not better than another. Like, I'm not trying to downplay the importance of elementary school or what Dave Ramsey teaches. It is important. You have to have your finances right. Make sure you're not spending more than you're making. Things like that, right? Okay, you get your debt under control. That stuff's good. Okay, but when it comes to building wealth, we need to graduate from what Dave Ramsey is talking about, all right? Because there are some incredibly powerful tools and strategies that we can implement that are not super complicated. It's no different than anything else. Like, when you first start learning something, it's gonna be a little tough. There's a learning curve, right? But if you actually commit to it, then these things aren't super complicated. You just have to commit the time and energy to learning them. And I guess the question would be is your financial future, is your dream, your goals, the lifestyle you want to provide for your family, is all of that worth committing a little bit of time and energy, maybe a little bit of financial resources to your financial education to make sure that those goals happen, that you take control of your financial future, right? So,
absolutely.
Yeah, that's kind of my Dave Ramsey rant there for a second. I'm not, if you go to my channel, I'm not a big fan of Dave Ramsey at all. I make content about him all the time because I just, again, I want people to think for themselves. Realize that sure. Your situation is specific to you. There is no one size fits all when it comes to building wealth. You have to figure out what's going to be best for you. I do the complete opposite, like the literal opposite of what Dave Ramsey teaches. And it works really well for me. I love whole life insurance. I love debt. I love infinite banking. I love private money lending. All these things that he hates and tells you to avoid, I love it because it works for me. Right. But I only got to that position. I only came to that conclusion because I did my own research. I didn't just blindly follow the advice of this financial guru or anybody. Like, I tell people on my channel all the time, don't even take what I say at face value. Take what I say and then go do your own research and see if it fits your particular situation. Right. Yeah. That's the biggest message that I try to preach is do your own research. Like, just step outside the box. Like, ask yourself, is there a better way to do this? And if the answer is no, then keep doing what you're doing. That's fine. But you don't know unless you explore those other options.
Well, and I think society is playing a huge role in that. We feel pressure to do things a certain way. You and I were discussing, you know, how you're listening to some of their podcasts in respect to student loans. And student loans particularly is something I'm crazy passionate about for a few reasons. Number one, it absolutely pisses me off beyond belief that we are placing not only our youth, but also their parents, either mm-hmm. collectively or independently of each other, into massive amounts of debt for options where, like, we actually have other choices of how we can get education, right?
Right.
Be it formal or informal education. There's lots of options. There's lots of choices. But again, if you're not educating and you're not understanding what some of these things look like, you know, and you're just convincing yourself, well, this is just the way that it is. Everybody needs to go through this process and this is how it needs to look.
Right.
Why?
Right.
Like, why is that? Why is it that you've decided that that is the case? Because the truth of the matter is, it definitely may be a good fit for you, sure. Your kiddo, whatever that is or whatever. Like, there was literally a mom. So I was reading when I woke up this morning, I was scrolling Facebook and there was a mom who was genuinely asking a bunch of the other moms, like, what do I do? My son wants to go to this state school and, you know, he hasn't gotten any scholarships. He had good grades, but not like super great grades. We're not qualifying for any like Pell grants or any of these things, right? All these things that are just a little bit out of their reach. And she's like, what do I do? We can't afford to, you know, take out all these loans, do all this stuff. So like, literally, what do I do? I feel like I'm failing my kid. And first of all, my first gut instinct was why? First of all, that child is an adult now. Like, it isn't completely your responsibility to fix all their problems and, like, you know, solve for this. And I know we, as parents, like, we want to help, but, like, there's other options, right? Like, there's other choices. Multiple women, and I was actually very surprised and very thankful. Multiple of them are like, why don't you let him go here locally to, like, the community college, you know, whatever, get an associate's degree that's pretty reasonably priced. While he tries to kind of figure out exactly what he wants to do, et cetera. And I just think that so often we demonize certain thoughts until we've really, like, broken them down. Like, I think you and I were talking a little bit, and I'll let you speak to Whole Life, and I'll speak to the arm loans, the infamous arm loans, right? So for those of you who are around during the crash or just after, you think that arm loans are the devil, adjustable rate mortgage, that's what it stands for, it's an acronym. And why do you feel that way? Well, because you think that that's what brought down, you know, all the things that made us go into, basically, they say it was a recession, it really was a depression that we went into. And oh my gosh. Okay, well, first of all, I can tell you from firsthand experience, so I worked at Countrywide. For those of you who don't know, Countrywide literally owned about 33-35% of the market share when the crash happened. That's a huge percentage of mortgages. I backed customer service, meaning if you wanted to refinance, lower your payment, they would transfer you and you talk to me. So I got to see all these loan programs, all these people were in. And I can tell you, out of every call I took, let's say out of 20 calls, maybe one person understood that they were in an arm loan, how it worked, how it adjusted, or any of that. Right. Tell me right now how you're signing your name on a 30-year dotted line that is literally going to make you liable for something for 30 years, and you had no clue what you were signing. I mean, I'm not I will give full credit that a lot of those professionals did not educate their client, and that is on them. And it's why I'm so passionate about being a really well-educated mortgage person, so that, like, I know I can answer your questions and answer them well, or I will get you the answer if I don't know it.
Right.
But the truth is that you're still signing the paperwork.
Right.
You still have to have some level of responsibility to understand what it is you're getting yourself into.
Stay tuned. We'll be back right after this message from our sponsors.
Welcome to Financial Mastery Simplified, your go-to podcast for making smart money decisions. We break down complex financial topics into easy-to-understand advice you can use every day. Our experts cover everything from budgeting and saving to investing and retirement planning. We give you the tools to take control of your money and build the future you want. With Financial Mastery Simplified, you'll feel informed and empowered to make the best choices for your financial health. Tune in to Financial Mastery Simplified on your favorite podcast platform. Start your journey to financial confidence today.
Visit us at fms.tips and fms.college for more information.
Welcome to House U, where we believe in the power of education. At House U, we're more than just a brand. We're your partner in home ownership, dedicated to educating, equipping, and empowering you every step of the way. Education is at the heart of everything we do. We offer comprehensive resources designed to make home ownership simple and accessible for all. From understanding mortgage options to mastering home maintenance, House U provides the knowledge you need to make informed decisions with confidence. We host workshops and seminars, bringing together experts and community members to share insights and build a stronger, more informed community. Because when you're educated, you're empowered. House U, home ownership made simple for all. Visit our website or contact us today to start your journey with House U. Empower yourself with knowledge and embrace the joy of home ownership.
Thanks for your patience. Now back to our conversation.
So yeah, it's kind of twofold. So both parties have responsibility here. You mentioned that the professional you have a duty to educate the person that you're working with, 100%. Mm-hmm. But on the flip side, you as a consumer, you also have a responsibility to understand what you're getting into. Okay. And yeah, there's a really big issue with that in my industry right now. So like I alluded to earlier, I implement a strategy called infinite banking. I use custom design dividend paying whole life insurance. It creates a really, really strong financial foundation when it's done correctly. Okay. Dave Ramsey would tell you that whole life insurance is the devil. It can be if used improperly, but it's just a tool. That's it. And there are certain ways you can use it that are very, very powerful, that give us an enormous amount of benefit in our lives, okay? But there's so the reason I brought that up is because I'm a licensed life insurance agent, because I'm really passionate about helping people set those things up when they're ready for it, okay, when it makes sense for them. Sure. And so part of the industry is you got whole life insurance versus what's called indexed universal life. And I'm willing to bet that a good chunk of your audience has probably heard of it, because it's spreading like wildfire right now. It is the hottest financial product, aside from maybe cryptocurrency, but like in the traditional financial space, it's probably one of the hottest financial products right now, because the commissions on it are insane. Okay. Now, this is one of the reasons I started my Millennial Wealth Creator channel, and I started sharing my wealth building journey and stuff like that, and these different financial principles, because I almost fell victim to something like this, where I thought I had actually done enough research into it. And I got to the point in my marketing agency where I'd done really well. I recovered from the absolute financial catastrophe that I'd created for myself barely 5 years ago. So it wasn't even that long ago. And so I got to the point where I was like, okay, I need to start putting this money to work. All right. And I heard about this this infinite banking concept. Let me dive back into it, whatever. And one of the biggest issues is that when you start to do research on it, like indexed universal life for infinite banking, the only content that you really come across is how amazing this product is, right? They only tell you one half of the story, right? It's just the upside, and it looks really good on paper. You're going to have all this tax-free retirement income. You're going to get upside potential down, like all these things that sound really good. Okay. I call it IUL fantasy land is what it is. But the problem is when you come back to reality and you start to actually learn how the product works, it's much more risky than what you're being told. And I almost fell for that. I almost put a lot of money into this thing. And I thank my lucky stars every day that I continue to do my own research. I didn't just listen to these so-called professionals and these gurus. They have hundreds of thousands of views, lots of subscribers and followers. So naturally you think that they have your best interests at heart, and that they know what they're talking about, right? It's we see them as this authority figure, so we don't really question them. Except that's when we can get into a lot of trouble, is when we don't question that, we don't hear the other side of the story. And Jack, I'm going to tell you, I was this close to making a financial decision that would have been very devastating for me long term, because it was not in alignment with like whatsoever with what I was looking for. And I was so close to doing it, but I kept doing my research. I finally ran into content, a YouTube channel that shared the other side of the story. And that's when things started to click. I was like, wait a minute, something's not right here. That's not what this other gentleman was talking about who was trying to sell me this thing. Well, like, what is he talking about? So now I'm hearing both sides of the story, and now I can actually make an educated decision. And I wanted nothing to do with this indexed universal life product. Whole life was actually what I was looking for. I didn't know that though, because I was just being bombarded with this other product and how amazing it was. And it's really hard to resist, because you don't think, and I don't think people are intentionally misleading others to make sales, but sometimes they do. But sometimes I think
the people, they don't have the education either.
Exactly. It's all about the presentation. It's all about making the sale. It's not actually about understanding the product to make sure you can educate the person that you're with so they can make an informed decision. And that's why you have to be so careful when it comes to financial products, because there's oftentimes a lot of moral hazard involved, where there's a misalignment of incentives here, where the less efficient the product is for you, oftentimes the more commission it is for the person selling it, or the compensation is better for that person, right? So that's why I'm so passionate about sharing my journey and what I've learned so far, because of the bullets that I've dodged over the last couple of years. Thankfully, I dodged them because I did my own research, but so many people don't. And there's tons of massive, massive class action lawsuits against companies selling these IUL products, just the misrepresentation of them. So many people are getting hurt financially because the people selling it don't know what they're doing. It's, in my opinion, a fundamentally flawed product. Can it work? Sure. That's why I would never call IUL the devil. Okay. But I do stress to people, and this goes for any financial product or strategy across the board, If you're going to make a long-term financial decision, know what the heck you're doing. And maybe you don't have to be an expert, okay? But you better know the fundamentals of it so that you can ask really good questions to both the person assisting you with it, the professionals you're working with, all right? And to make sure that you're implementing it correctly. I can't stress that enough, guys, because if you make these long-term financial decisions that are not in your best interest, it can be absolutely devastating to your long-term wealth. And oftentimes, when you find out something was wrong with it and it didn't pan out the way you wanted, it's too late to do anything about it, right? So you just got to be really careful.
I actually wrote the book, Mortgage 101, The Secret Sauce of Home Buying, because I got so tired of people getting hosed because they didn't understand that some of the things that were happening in the process should have been red flags to them, right? Like, this should be a red flag. Like, this should be a red flag. This is kind of what this should look like. That I was like, okay, I'm going to write the book. And then that way, even if they don't use me, at least they know like what the big rock should look like so that there's right. like no red flags, because like you were talking about people being incentivized and sometimes people being not knowledgeable, like they're not educated. I can think very specifically. So when I work for Countrywide, during this period, and now this is not the case, they actually came out with a lot of legislation, in around 2009 called Dodd-Frank, which yep. changed a lot of the laws. In mortgage specifically, one of those was that you cannot get paid more via a specific kind of product, because previously, a lot of ARM loans specifically, you could get paid a lot more on that product versus like a fixed rate type of a product. And so
right.
people, of course, were trying to sell them because they'd make a little bit more money. And I remember, like it was yesterday, I happened to be walking by the cube of a fellow coworker. She happened to be a pastor's wife. So this is a woman who, pretty well-intentioned person, you know, obviously not somebody who's morally corrupt and would just only sell something to somebody for the money, you know, money's sake, or at least you would believe so, right?
Right.
And I heard her kind of struggling to answer some questions in respect to an ARM loan. And she got off the call and I asked her, I said, hey, do you know that ARM is an acronym for something? And she's like, it is. And I was like, yeah, it stands for adjustable rate mortgage. She's like, oh. And I was like, and do you know that the numbers that are coming after that mean something, right? Like 5/1, 7/1, and then some other numbers, and then a set of letters. And she's like, oh, they do? And I said, yes, those are the limits and the what it is tied to, like whether it's a treasury index or the LIBOR or whatever it's tied to on how it actually adjusts. And do you understand how it adjusts? And she was like, no. So she knew none of these things, but she was selling these products. And so often
so crazy.
People are relying on people to give them good advice. And I talk very much in my book specifically about how important it is for you to pick a mortgage professional and to pick a real estate professional that is aligned with you. Like if you're not getting the vibe, you know, whatever, because people will put it all on interest rate. And I'm like, look, guys, I'm not saying that doesn't matter, but there's so many other factors that is going into a loan specifically, like the product type, like fees, like, you know, all these different other aspects that are factoring in. If you're not talking to somebody who not only understands all of those things, but also can explain to you, okay, based on the information you gave us, this is probably your best fit. And here's why, based on the information you provided us, or you want to know about this kind of loan product. Okay, great. Let me share with you, like, how does it work? What does it look like? I mean, these are really large commitments, right? You're putting a lot of your hard earned capital. And this is another reason that a lot of times people don't make a move, is because first of all, it's easier to just follow whatever society is doing, right? Like, oh, they said I should do this. So, okay, I'm just going to do that. And then two, it does feel a little overwhelming at times to find people who do have your best interests at heart. Yeah. But there are professionals out there who do exist, that do care, who will help direct you and put you in the right position and aren't interested in only money. Like you and I were discussing that you and I will actually turn people away. If you come to me and we're having a conversation about mortgage and I feel like this is not, you're not quite there yet, or you don't, there are some things that are kind of blocking you in your path and you haven't really dealt with them yet.
Right.
Professionally and respectfully, I'm going to push back on you. And I'm going to say, I think that's great, Matt. You want to own a house. I love that. And I want to help you own a house, but I need you to make sure you've covered off on these things first and
right.
that you're good with it.
100%. Yeah. I do the same thing in my business. I like that people are on, I tell people, like, you're on the right path. You're not ready for it just yet. Okay. There's you need to be in a certain financial position in order for this to make sense. But in the meantime, we could do XYZ instead, at least get the process started, and we can continue education, etc. But later on down the road is probably going to be a little bit better for you. A couple of other things that you mentioned I thought were really interesting that I kind of, they're like pet peeves of mine sometimes. Like you were talking about the what did you say, it was the pastor's wife that was selling it? Okay. So I'm not a big fan of people using things like their religion or their political aspirations to try to convince people that they are that they're taking the moral high ground. So like they have more integrity than others just because they're a Christian or a Catholic or whatnot. I actually sometimes think that's a red flag, right? So be careful with that. Like I see content on this sometimes, like Christian based cryptocurrency trading. Or, you know, I saw a video the other day about this financial services network marketing company. I'm not going to name names. That's a whole different conversation. I'm not a huge fan of these things at all. You have to be really careful with them. But he was talking about their Christian-based organization and this, this, and this. And like trying to convince people that they're good based on their religion when that has absolutely nothing to do with the strategy or the product that you're using. Okay, because you can be the greatest Christian or whatever religion it is on the planet. If you don't know what you're talking about, you don't know how this product works, like in your example, then you're doing the opposite of what your religion tells you to do, right? And like what you're trying to do in your mind is to help people, but you're unknowingly making people worse off than they were before they met you, because you didn't take the time to actually understand how this product worked. It's a classic example of somebody just taking talking points and sales presentations from their upline or their sales manager or whoever. The company gives them these materials to, and they say, hey, say this, 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 and this, and you'll get the sale. And they focus on that as opposed to product knowledge and investor DNA, like understand, like the knowing what questions to ask, like how to probe really deep into somebody's situation, what their goals are, what their aspirations are, what is your overall financial picture look like, and what kind of strategies and products can we utilize to help you reach your goals, as opposed to just one size fits all. It's this adjustable rate mortgage loan. It's this index universal life insurance policy, whatever, because it happens in my industry too. Like so many agents selling these products have no freaking clue what they're talking about, and it's just a disaster for people. And oftentimes, like in these multi-level marketing companies that sell these financial services, these people join the company, and the first thing that they're told to do is to go after their friends and family, get them onto a call, and then get them into a policy. Maybe they join the company or whatnot. And like you talk about ruining really, really good relationships with family, friends, etc. By getting them into a long term, like making them commit to a long term financial product or whatever, not knowing what it does, not understanding all the risks involved, like what are they actually committing to, like the strain that puts on the relationships too. So yeah, it's just something that you have to really, really be careful with. And one other thing I did want to touch on was the incentives. We've both mentioned that. We'll turn people away if it's just not a good fit, or maybe recommend something else. And at least in my industry, like you alluded to it a little bit earlier about the Dodd-Frank Act, where I guess they're not, I didn't know this about mortgages, but I guess they get the same amount of commission regardless of the product now. Well, that's actually
get paid more based on product type.
Gotcha. So that's actually not the case in my industry, which is another reason to be really, really careful, because these different life insurance policies, these permanent cash value life insurance policies, you can actually custom design them. A lot of people don't know this. I didn't know this for the longest time until I started going down my rabbit hole is what I call it with this stuff. All right. But the problem is you can get paid a lot more if you do not design the policy to be beneficial for the policyholder, the client,
right?
You will get paid a lot more.
The person who is getting the benefit, right? You're talking about the company, then you're going to get paid more commission.
Correct. It's basically the worse you design the policy for the client, the more commission you make. So there is massive misalignment when it comes to incentives. And again, it's why I think podcasts like this and just listening to podcasts like this, just putting it on your radar, bringing it to your awareness, right? Making sure you're doing your research on these different things so you protect yourself, Okay, so you don't go backwards in your wealth building journey, but also you know what's going to move you forward in your wealth building journey. All right, so we're kind of hedging here a little bit as well, where we're trying to make sure we don't get screwed over on this side, but we want to make sure we're also moving forward. And that comes to educating yourself about how these different things work, so you can ask the right questions. The questions you asked that lady, you know, about like, hey, did you know that's an acronym? She didn't even know that. Like, that's a question that somebody looking to get a mortgage should be able to ask that person, and they should be able to answer it very quickly, very easily, no problem, no issues, right? And if they can't, well, now you know, maybe you're not working with a true professional here. Maybe you're working with a salesperson, is who you're working with at that point. And you have to ask yourself, do they have your best interests at heart? Like, here's the thing, guys, nobody's going to look after your money better than you. Meaning, I should put it this way. Nobody's going to care more about your money than you. I should put it that way.
For sure.
All right. So there's nothing wrong with using professionals. We use professionals all the time for lots of different things. Okay. But you have to be an educated consumer. Otherwise, you can very quickly get taken advantage of, and it can hurt pretty bad.
Yeah. I could tell stories for days about after the crash happened, but I took phone call after phone call after phone call. And I knew when I was having most of these conversations, because how much property values had dropped because of just kind of all the things going on in the industry at that moment in time, that a lot of the people, I was not going to be able to help them. And so the decision that I made personally was, when I got them on my line, that at a bare minimum, they were going to leave my line. If I couldn't help them, like, do something to better their overall financial situation, they were going to leave with more information than they came with, right? So that they could be able to make better and more informed decisions. The truth is that no matter what decision you make, if you're like me, I'm a classic overthinker, and I can almost sometimes over-educate myself. You have to be very careful about that too, right? There's a very delicate balance where you have to do the research, right? Figure out if it's in alignment with what you're looking for, find the professional that's going to be able to help you, that you feel like has I always joke that the answer to everything is it depends, because it does, right? So, like, can give you a pretty well-measured approach about what that looks like. And then from there, just go ahead and pull the trigger, because otherwise you will sit and overthink and you won't take risk and whatever. And sometimes the risk is not going to exactly pay out the way that you wanted it to. I was telling Matt before the show that there is moments in time when I'm doing this podcast and I feel a little bit like a faker, because I have been in a financial situation where we took a little bit more of a major financial risk, and with just some life situations, right? My daughter was born 8 weeks, 2 days early. She spent 47 days in NICU. So that obviously will have to take a fairly substantial financial hit. The property that we bought needed a lot more renovation work than we thought. It was a very big, expensive luxury property. And then when it was under contract for sale, the house flooded. Again, there was like some interesting little bits, and I'll share more some later episodes, a little bit more specific, but definitely it hits you hard. The only reason that hasn't collapsed my whole entire life, right? That it hasn't, destroyed my marriage, destroyed my self-worth. Although there are days that I struggle, right, with that concept for sure, is that I went in eyes wide open. I knew what the good and the bad was. I knew what the positive and the negative risk was. And so people come to me all the time, and the question is, well, is now a good time to buy a house? And I joke and I say that the answer truly is yes. Because if you're asking the question because it's something that you want to do, the answer is yes. Because the truth is that there is never such a thing as the perfect time. It's just like I joke all the time about the interest rate. People will say, well, I want to get the lowest interest rate. Because first of all, that's what everyone has been beaten into their head by all the marketing people under the sun, is that the only thing that matters is that, which is BS. But anyway, I won't digress there. However, the one thing that I will state and I will say is, I work in the industry and I have never had the lowest rate that we've ever seen. You know what I mean? And so, like, what does that tell you? Like, there is no such thing sometimes as like the perfect time. Sometimes we have to educate ourselves. We have to do the work to figure out, to be well-informed decisions, make aligned choices, and then move the needle.
Right. 100%. First off, I'm sorry to hear about the things that life is throwing at you. It's really good at that kind of stuff, though. It really keeps us on our toes. But it sounds like you're handling it really well. And the fact that you went in eyes wide open, you weren't making, you know, you weren't like you went in strategically with a plan. I think that absolutely makes all the difference. And you're right that there is a point where you need to make a decision. You need to take action. All right. And it's kind of a fine, like a delicate balance, I guess, because the education is really important. Right. I'll give you an example. With my whole life insurance policy, because I do infinite banking. All right. I was researching that strategy for months before I made a decision, because I wanted to make sure that it was right for me. And thank God I did, because I almost made the wrong decision, but I was still in that research phase, heard the other side of the story. But then here's the thing, Jacqueline, as soon as I heard the other side of the story, and it resonated with me so much, it was like exactly what I was looking for, instant decision. Like I heard both sides of the story. I'm ready to pull. And I just pulled the trigger. No questions asked. I wasn't nervous about it. Didn't have any second thoughts about it. I've done my research. I've heard both sides of the story. Let's do it. Another example is, so I was telling you earlier, I'm closing on my second real estate deal as a private lender. So I lend on real estate deals using my policies. But here's the thing. Before I ever did my first deal, I spent 6 months doing research, learning the language of being a real estate investor, being a private money lender, understanding contracts, the terminology, what questions do I need to ask? What's all the documentation that I need to know about, right? I wanted to know, I'm not an expert at it. I probably couldn't teach it as effectively as my mentor taught me right now. Okay, but I spent all this time doing the research and learning. And only then did I start actually looking at deals. And I looked at this deal. It's not really what I'm looking for. Don't really want that one. But then as soon as I got the introduction that I did and he presented his deal, instant decision, took action, like no questions asked. All right. So it's kind of like this. The research that you do and the education that you're doing, it eventually needs to lead to the point where when you see what it is that you've been looking for, it's time to take action. Here's the thing, like what you were talking about, the examples you were sharing, it's not always going to work out. You know, when I lend on real estate, that deal could absolutely go south. Maybe their property gets flooded, while it's under contract. Who knows? Anything can happen. But when you have this foundation in place, when you know what you're doing, you know, you're working with the right team, you have all these pieces, you've put all these pieces of the puzzle together, you're able to weather the storm, I think, that much more effectively, that much better. When you're being strategic with your money, and you can only do that if you educate yourself, right? And not blindly following traditional financial advice of go to school, get hundreds of thousands of dollars of student loan debt, buy the house, start the family, contribute to your 401k, you'll be a millionaire by the time you're 65. I'm sorry, guys, that is just not working for the majority of people, right? Who are just sticking their head in the sand, crossing their fingers with this stuff, and it's only benefiting the system far more than it is us, Wall Street, et cetera. Like we have to be more intentional. And when, like, one of the problems with this traditional financial advice is oftentimes when life happens, when these things inevitably happen, we're not prepared to deal with it because we haven't put a really strong financial foundation in place first. We haven't focused on we don't have to go into too much detail about it, but I put together this millennial wealth creator blueprint that I follow and I teach. Basically at the core of it is what we're normally taught is to put the cart before the horse, where we're putting money away for, we're locking it up for 30, 40 years. And hopefully that's going to make us rich. But what happens along the way? Number one, number two, is there a much more efficient way to build wealth? Absolutely there is. But here's the thing is we're not taught to, number one, focus on income and cash flow. Right? We're taught to make these long-term investments so we're rich later. What about income and cash flow now? Okay, maybe you have your job, but are we making enough income every single month to contribute enough money to these 401ks or tax-qualified plans, whatever, in order to really move the needle in our lives? No, not really. $200, $300, $400 a month into a 401k is not going to significantly move the needle. So my argument is, would that $200, $300, $400 be better invested in yourself to learn how to double your income over the next 12, 18 months? And now you can put $2,000 a month into your tax qualified plan. Now we're talking, but we're not taught to do that, Jacqueline. We're it's this one size fits all solution, right? Go to school, get the student loans, right? Get your job for 30, 40 years, put money into your retirement plan, and you're good. It's not working out though. Like when you actually look at the data, the average 401k balance, according to Vanguard and these other companies, range between the ages of 55 and 64, I believe it was, it ranges between $230,000 and $270,000. I'm sorry, how are you going to make that last for 20, 30 years in retirement? You're not. And here's the thing, it's not because the market didn't perform. It's because people weren't able to contribute enough to the plan because they weren't making enough money, right? So we have to ask ourselves, who is really benefiting from what we're normally taught about money? Because it's not us, okay? It's just not working out very good. So I'll pass it back to you, Jacqueline.
I personally think that most people in the financial space that are bigwigs, really high up, whatever, at number one, they believe that people are not as powerful as they are. Number two, that they will make money off of the backs of you. And trust me when I say they will always be ahead, right? They will always, I mean, look at it. When all the crazy stuff happened with 08, 09, the banks were the ones, they got bailed out. Not everybody else did, right?
Yep.
Tons of people lost everything, right? They lost all the things. And so that's one of those truths or whatever. And so this is why, I mean, so my main program is called Financial Instincts Framework. And it's literally all about learning what your financial instincts are, your natural financial instincts, how to trust them and how to embrace them. Because I feel like a lot of times what's happening is because we're conditioned, we're literally, you know, first of all, we're not really taught about money. Number two, we have all of these outside influences, like our family, we have the people in our household, you know, whatever we're seeing is happening in society, right? All these different things that are shaping our construct of money, as opposed to learning to tap into ourselves, dig deep, understand how we are powerful, how a lot of our instincts naturally, like, right? Why were you able to tap into that instinct that you did the research and then all of a sudden it was like, boom, that was the answer, right? Because right. You understood like what your natural financial instincts were that, yep. Hey, not only did I do the research, but this is in alignment with what I want, right? And it looked right for you. And so you knew it when you saw it. If you're not taking the time to step back, to pull back, to uncover some of the blocks that are holding and standing in your way, allowing yourself to understand and to question what is happening in the broader picture of things, then you're never going to get to full success and full financial freedom and full fulfillment. Because it doesn't matter if you have $50 in your account when you die or $50 million in your account, you will not feel fulfilled unless you did it in a way that was aligned, right? Because I had a conversation with somebody not too terribly long ago. Money only amplifies whatever is going on inside of you. So 100%. It doesn't matter if I literally dropped $100 million in your lap tomorrow. If you don't have alignment and you're like, you don't know where you're headed, you don't know where you're going, you're not confident in your decisions. And unfortunately, a lot of society has stripped that out. I think that's the other reason that I get so angry about the student loan thing, right? Not to beat a dead horse, but I literally created a whole free product to help parents have these conversations with their kids because I feel it. When they apply to do a loan, right? Whether they're the student who's gone and they got the debt themselves and now they're growing up and they want to have a house for themselves, or they're the parent trying to figure out how do I make this dream happen to my kid, I feel the overwhelm, the desperation, the just what do I do? How do I do this? And right. I'm like, why does it have to be one size fits all? Like, what does that have to look that way? Because somebody told you that?
Right.
Who was that? Are they paying your bills? Are they making the decisions for you? Because last time I checked, they are not.
Right. I think it boils down to like you kind of alluded to it earlier, where we're not taught that we're powerful beyond measure, or that we can be, that we could tap into it.
Right.
Okay. Because a lot of people are not. We're taught to follow a specific path, a specific formula. You know, if you put your tinfoil hat on, maybe that's because it is to extract as much wealth from us as possible. Who knows? Maybe they did it. Maybe they teach us this stuff, these things, with the best of intentions. I don't know. Okay, but when I look at all the other things that we're able to do and implement and use to accelerate the wealth building process in our lives, I tend to think it's a little more malicious. But here's the thing. is when you realize that you are powerful beyond measure, you really start to reject a lot of the traditional things that you're taught, and you start to trust yourself to go down your own path. I'm going to give you a perfect example of this, because I think this is probably the most important part of the wealth building journey. Because I'll tell you this, Jacqueline, I wouldn't be here having this conversation with you if I did not embrace that concept. And here's the thing also, when I was recovering from my financial disaster that I created for myself, I wasn't looking at myself in the mirror thinking I am powerful beyond measure. I felt like the biggest loser on the planet. I was tens of thousands of dollars of credit card debt. I lost my house to foreclosure, didn't have a car, lost the relationship with the woman I thought I was going to marry at the time. I had to move back in with my mom. This was barely 5 years ago. I was drinking every day, felt like the biggest loser on the planet. I did not feel powerful beyond measure. But one thing I had going for me was I didn't quit. All right, this is when I was building my marketing agency, my first YouTube channel. And I told myself, well, you know what? It can't get any worse, so I might as well keep going. But I'll tell you this, when it started to take off, when I started to see a little bit of success, is one of the pieces of advice I give people all the time is stack small wins, because eventually they lead every day, stack small wins. Doesn't matter how small it is. Just do something every day to move forward. And over time, you start to develop the belief system about how powerful you are. You start to prove to yourself that you are powerful beyond measure because you see yourself making progress. Tony Robbins said, it's like the one quote that always stuck with me from Tony Robbins is that progress is the greatest motivator on the planet. Okay, when you see yourself making progress, you want to keep going. It motivates you to keep going. And then all of a sudden you do start looking at yourself in the mirror and say, you know what? I'm a total badass. Because look at all the progress that I've made, and that belief just transforms into this completely different person almost. It's like just this massive evolution that you go through, and now you start to have so much more faith in yourself, so that when you're ready to, in my case, for example, when you're ready to pull the trigger on a policy, when you're ready to do real estate, when you're ready to do these things, you trust yourself because of everything else you've gone through, everything else you've built. You didn't quit. And like, look at what you've put together here. When you tap into your own your potential, right? And you just keep getting better every single day, and you see that progress. All of a sudden, holy crap, I am powerful beyond measure. And the momentum is like exponential at that point. Like if you just that's why like my formula for that is like skill sets plus massive action plus time equals success. I would almost say that would be my formula for becoming powerful beyond measure. Skill sets, massive action, give it enough time, right? And I guess one last side note on that. You can tell I get fired up about this stuff because I've seen it in my own life, and I really want we've got one life to live on this planet. I want people to live it as best as they can, and I think when you tap into your potential, that gives us the greatest chance of living the best life possible. But share your voice. Like everybody's great at something. Everybody has a message, a journey, a voice, something they've overcome, something that they're passionate about, right? Something that you can share with the world, guys. I'm telling you, if you really want to start to tap into your potential, prove to yourself you're powerful beyond measure, start sharing your greatness with the world. You are great at something. I don't care what it is. Start sharing. Start a podcast. Start a YouTube channel. Start a blog. Start a social media channel. I don't care. Start sharing what you are great at with the world and watch your life transform in the next 12 to 18 months. And watch yourself become powerful beyond measure. I say it with so much confidence because that's exactly what happened with me. And that's sorry to go on a tangent there for a little bit, but I just get fired up about it.
It is true. And I get really passionate about it too, because I'm going to be real with you. I didn't really necessarily know if anybody really wanted to hear my voice about all of this, because the truth is there are so many financial gurus out there, right? Like your Dave Ramsey or Sue Orman who are doing certain things. I mean, heck, no offense, but my own mother, like not hardly long ago, she's like, you know, I don't really think a lot of people want the help. And I understand what she's saying, and she's probably right. There probably is a lot of people out there who don't want, you know, don't want the help. But what I will say is that I think that there are a lot of people who want to tap in. They want, you know, they feel something greater in them, and they're like, absolutely, man, this is not it. This old antiquated basic advice, like that's not it. That's not the thing. And I want I want to learn more. And so I decided, you know what? Maybe no one listens to my podcast. Like, that's okay. And then the funny part is as you just start the process, as you start sharing your voice, as you start learning more things or whatever, you will start finding, not only do you start stepping yourself a lot more, but you give people permission to step into themselves too.
100%.
You give them permission to have a voice to say what they need to say, right? And they don't have to share the same opinion as you. Like, I know, I joke all the time. I know I all get hate from all the people who don't agree with exactly the way that I see it. That's fine, right? Like, I have different strokes for different folks. It's A-okay. But literally, I mean, since we talked a lot about just different financial wisdom, I guess, and how you don't always fit in a box, you don't need to. You were never built for the box. Like, that was never the thing. You were never built to be the same. Like, I was never built to be the same as you. We're not built to be the same as somebody else, right? We all had our own unique journeys. And the more you push into that, share your voice, lean in, the more you'll start finding that, yeah, there's some days that are not, that are harder than others, right? There's some days you don't feel it. But then you'll start seeing, like you said, stacking small wins, and you'll be like, man, holy cow, right? Like, that's incredible. Look all the ways that I've come.
Right.
It's an incredible journey.
You'd be amazed at what it turns into. You know, my first YouTube channel, I decided, I started learning marketing and doing Facebook ads and stuff like that. And I said to myself, you know what? I'm just going to document my journey. You know, I don't really care if people find me, watch it, whatever. I'm just going to document my journey. You know, I can go back and watch these videos myself and learn from it. And I clicked record. I said, hey, I showed people, hey, like, hey, guys, this is what I tested. These are the results. This is the funnel I use, blah, 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 blah. And you fast forward, I think it's been 7 years, 13,500 subscribers on my YouTube channel, which that's not even a lot for your typical YouTube channel. But that turned into a pretty successful business over time. And so like the small wins, like, it's going to take some time, but stack the small wins every single day. Share your message with the world. You never know what it could turn into. If you just hit record on your phone every day, talked about what you're passionate about, what you're overcoming, whatever. If you did that every day for 365 days, do you really think that wouldn't turn into something? Really? And what if that turned into a multiple six figure per year business? Where now that's a lifestyle business. That's a passion business. This is where you start to achieve true financial freedom, true time freedom as well. And all you're doing is just sharing what you're doing or thinking about every single day. You never know when, like, what that's going to turn into. I could have never dreamed in a million years that sharing Facebook ads on YouTube would turn into the business that I have today. Okay. That was not going through my mind, but I said, you know what? It can't hurt. Like, I'm doing it anyways. Let me just share it and see what happens. Now it's full-time business. Just think about it, guys.
There you go. I was going to say, and I know that, you know, as we wrap up here, because I'm sure you and I could be talking about this for hours. And
we could.
We'll definitely have to do another episode at some point and kind of talk about, I don't know, some other, you know, other things, all things financial. But I think that you have a free offer for the audience. So tell them a little bit about that and we'll wrap up the show.
Yeah, sure. I actually have a lot of different free resources. If you go to millennialwealthcreator.com and then click on resources, there's a bunch of different free trainings. I have free infinite banking training, if that's something you're interested in. I usually recommend starting with my free Millennial Wealth Creator Masterclass. It's where I go into the three parts to my Millennial Wealth Creator Blueprint, where we're talking about increasing income, building what I call building your vault. It's basically saving money and then deploying capital, like actually investing it for short term, long term, et cetera, and just kind of laying out the formula that has worked really well for me.
I love that. Well, thank you so much, Matt, for being on the show. It has been an awesome conversation, and we definitely really appreciate you. So hopefully this was a helpful journey. And for those of you who may not, because I'm horrible at call to actions when it comes to anything video-wise, but I will tell you that there are definitely a lot of free resources that we offer as well. So no matter where you are in your wealth journey, whether it's awareness, you're trying to figure it out or whatever, myself or a lot of the guests that come on the show have something for you, because we want to make sure that you can live your life on your terms. And that's more important to me than anything, is you living a life that is in alignment with what you want.